Attorneys for the state told the three federal judges that while there was interest among Republican leaders in redrawing the maps, a state Supreme Court ruling prevented them from doing so. Lawyers could be back in court today to discuss that issue. They could also be back to discuss the deposition of attorney Jim Troupas, one of the lawyers who advised Republicans in the drafting of these maps. The ruling came as a complete surprise yesterday. Christine Newman Ortiz heads the immigrants' rights group Voces de la Frontera, one of the plaintiffs challenging the map. Voces says the map failed to create a majority Latino district.
I believe it is a sign that our case has merit, and it's really up to the other side to really make a decision about whether or not they're going to want to pursue this through the trial process.
But attorney Daniel Kelly, who's representing the state, said the ruling was not an indication that the maps were in trouble.
I don't think it is. I think the judge's ruling indicates that he understands how significant the political factors are that go into developing a map, and that it should be done by the representatives of the people rather than the judiciary.
It was unclear when the court might be back today, or whether they might delay arguments in the case for another month. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.